4b. Odin found himself living through a nightmare. Dua was gone. The hard ones were gone. Only Trit was still there, silent. How could it have happened? Odin thought in tortured fashion. How could Trit have found his way alone to the hard caverns? How could he have taken a storage battery charged at the positron pump and designed to yield radiation in much more concentrated form than sunlight, and dared? Odin would not have had the courage to chance it. How could Trit, stumbling, ignorant Trit? Or was he unusual too? Odin, the clever rational, Dua, the curious emotional, and Trit, the daring parental. He said, "How could you do it, Trit?" Trit retorted hotly, "What did I do? I fed her. I fed her better than she had ever been fed before. Now we have a baby emotional initiated at last. Haven't we waited long enough? We would have waited forever if we had waited for Dua." "But don't you understand, Trit? You might have hurt her. It wasn't ordinary sunlight. It was an experimental radiational source that could have been too concentrated to be safe." "I don't understand what you're saying, Odin. How could it do harm? I tasted the kind of foods the hard ones made before. It tasted bad. You've tasted it, too. It tasted just awful, and it never hurt us. It tasted so bad, Dua wouldn't touch it. Then I came on the food ball. It tasted good. I ate some, and it was delicious. How can anything delicious hurt? You see, Dua ate it. She liked it. And it started the baby emotional. How can I have done wrong?" Odin despaired of explaining. He said, "Dua is going to be very angry. She'll get over it." "I wonder. Trit, she's not like ordinary emotionals. That's what makes her so hard to live with, but so wonderful when we can live with her. She may never want to melt with us again." Trit's outline was sturdily plain-surfaced. Then he said, "Well, what of it?" "What of it? You ask. Do you want to give up melting?" "No, but if she won't, she won't. I have my third baby, and I don't care any more. I know all about the soft ones in the old days. They used to have two triad births sometimes. But I don't care. One is plenty." "But, Trit, babies aren't all there is to melting. What else? I heard you once say you learned faster after you melted, then learned slower. I don't care. I have my third baby." Odin turned away, trembling, and flowed jerkily out of the chamber. What was the use of scolding Trit? Trit wouldn't understand. He wasn't sure he understood himself. Once the third baby was born and grown a little, surely there would come a time to pass on. It would be he, Odin, who would have to give the signal, who would have to say when, and it would have to be done without fear. Anything else would be disgrace or worse, and yet he could not face it without melting, even now that all three children would have been formed. Melting, somehow, would eliminate the fear. Maybe it was because melting was like passing on. There was a period of time when you were not conscious, yet it did not hurt. It was like not existing, and yet it was desirable. With enough melting, he could gain the courage to pass on without fear and without... Oh, sun and all the stars, it wasn't passing on. Why use that phrase so solemnly? He knew the other word that was never used except by children who wanted to shock their elders somehow. It was dying. He had to get ready to die without fear, and to have Dua and Trit die with him. And he didn't know how. Not without melting.